Welcome back, everybody. The Outdoor Radio Show now on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And we're on ESPN 101.9, and we stream around the world, too, at JacksonESPN.com. This is kind of cool. I actually had a thought of doing this once upon a time in my life before radio. How about some cool hunting DVDs? We got Scott Wiseman with EP Adventures on with us. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Jamie? Thanks for having me on.
You're kind of living the dream, making DVDs about hunting and fishing, right?
Yeah, actually, all we're doing is primarily hunting right now, mostly bow hunting and mostly public land bow hunting. About 9 years ago, just a group of buddies, we started filming our hunts, and we got approached by a regional television network, the Fox Networks, and they said, you guys should really do a TV episode for our network. So we started doing that, and then from there we quickly went to national television network when we were running both the regional and the national networks, and it just got to be too much work, you know. So, and the amount of, you know, the price it is, you know, to be on networks now is just outrageous, you know. So I said, hey, let's keep it fun and do our own thing, and we started producing a hunt series on DVD, and you know, it's going really good. We're in roughly 200 stores, and we just picked up a nice contract with the Meijer stores, and we're currently in about 100 stores with Meijer, and they're actually being stocked right now. So,
you guys are all pretty much local boys, right? You're Michigan guys.
Yeah, we're Michigan crew. Anywhere from Jackson, you know, we got Brian and Braden Waite who hunt with us, and then we have Chris Wolf and CJ Wolf. They're on the east side of the state as well. And then my wife Gina and I, we're near the Cedar Springs area, northwest Michigan. And yeah, it's just Michigan guys having fun. And that's all we do. That's all we are, is just having fun guys.
You're
average Joe's.
Why did you choose to do mainly public land?
Well, for one, that's all. I mean, me and Gina, we don't even own any property. So, I mean, we grew up hunting public land, and, you know, that's the only land we've ever even hunted. You know, we wouldn't even know what it'd be like to walk into some woods with, you know, the orange signs on the trees that say private keep out. I mean, we're hunting pressured whitetails. You know, we put a lot of time and effort to find these bucks, and, you know, thankfully we're blessed. Usually every year we get down and dirty and we get a buck. So I mean, it's fun to watch, you know, average people going out there and getting the job done.
What do you think the secret is on public land? I've hunted a lot of public land, mainly out of state, I guess. You know, you go out of state, we don't have leases, we don't pay for that kind of stuff, so we'll hunt the public land. What do you think the secrets are to finding a buck on public land is?
A lot of time, a lot of driving. For, you know, one thing that Gina and I do, the first thing we do is we try to locate a buck. But, you know, that's just a small part of it. Because as soon as you locate a buck, the first thing you got to do is you got to locate other hunters. You got to find out, okay, is anybody hunting this area? You got to look for tree marks where they're cutting limbs. You got to look for tape. They might have eye tags on the trees. If you see any sign of another hunter in that area, pull out and find a new buck to hunt, because you're just going to waste your time. And I don't want to waste my time. As much time as we put into it, it's not worth having some guy smoking a cigarette 200 yards from me. By October, the buck's going to be gone anyways. So it's doing your homework, man. I mean, you just have to put in the time, and you got to find the right area that no one's found before you.
I shot a pretty nice buck in Missouri on a public land hunt out there. It was like 140, low 140 class, and all my buddies were going deep because their philosophy was, we got to get away from everybody. We got to go as far away from, you know, a parking structure as we possibly can, or parking lot, to get away from all the other, you know, all the other guys. They would probably say all the other idiots. And I said, all right, well, and it was a hot night. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to do the exact opposite. Because I think people are going to go in just as far as they go in. I'm going to try to just barely go in. I'm going to try to pick a little pocket that's pretty close to the parking lot where I know people aren't walking through, and that's what happened to me that night. So I think there's a couple different ways to look at that stuff.
It is. That's a good point, too, because a lot of people always say, you guys must go really deep. You guys must cross rivers and that. Actually, we don't. Actually, I shot 150-inch 11-point last year, and I was 60 yards off a two-track.
Yeah.
I mean, there were four-wheelers cutting through, all kinds of stuff. But another good point, too, is last year, Gina shot 130-inch 10-point, And the only reason, we just did a post about this on our Facebook page at EP Adventures, but we called it the Lucky Buck because the only reason we got that buck is because a gun hunter ended up walking him right to us. Right before dark, we seen the gun hunter. We lost sight of the gun hunter, and about the same time as we lost sight of the gun hunter, we saw that 10-point that we were hunting all bow season, and we still had our bows. We bow hunt during the gun season, but he walked 40 yards from us, and Gina smoked him. So we waited for the gun hunter to pass us. He had no clue what happened, had no clue we were there. He left. We got down and recovered the buck.
Isn't there a famous saying that says, I'd rather be lucky than good any day?
That is so true, Jamie. So true.
Scott Wiseman's on with EP Adventures. Bunch of local guys, some from Jackson, all scattered around Michigan. They do a DVD series, a lot of public land. Tell us about the DVD series a little bit, Scott. I mean, what kind of things are you doing?
We have six different series right now. We have a string music. It's called String Music. Well, first of all, every season's going to come with a new title. And the first title that we did was called String Music. It's 100% bow hunting. Mostly public land, like you said. It's a great video. Our second season was called Family Traditions, which is one of my favorite. That's where we got all the kids involved. That's where you'll see Brian Leap and his kids. They're on that quite a bit. But it's just about kids going out and getting their first deer. And I'm telling you, Jamie, there's nothing more exciting than watching a kid get their first kill. It's just so awesome to watch. Did a series called Stars and Stripes, and that was dedicated to all Michigan veterans, past or present. And in each hunting clip, we dedicated the hunt to a veteran, and then they're recognized at the end of the hunt. That veteran's recognized in the clip.
That's pretty cool. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's nothing better than getting some kids involved. My kid is kind of, he's always said, Dad, I'm more of a baseball man than a hunter. Until turkey season this year, where he shot the head off a big time turkey, and he was pumped, and I think he's hooked for life. And that's pretty cool as a dad or a parent or an adult to see a kid get excited about something like that.
It is. I mean, that's the future of, you know, the bow hunting world. You know, you got to keep the kids involved and get them off the video games and get them out there.
So are you guys pretty much taking a video camera anytime you're in the woods? You taking a video camera with you?
Yes. We'll run with partners, you know, like Gina and I kind of team up, Braden and Brian team up, Chris and TJ. If we happen to get out solo, we actually just partnered up with a great company called Tacticam. So we'll have our Tacticams on us this year. We'll have the Tacticams on our bows and also on our heads. So, you know, we try to cover as much footage as we can, you know, from us, you know, grabbing our bows to, you know, putting our release on to, you know, the deer walking in. So we're real thankful to get Tacticam on our team. It's going to be a fun season working with them.
I've talked to a lot of guys like you who, you know, you take a camera with you when you go out in the woods. I don't know that I could do that. That just adds a whole nother level of difficulty, I guess, to shooting especially a mature deer.
Yeah, especially on public land as well. Yeah, it's a completely different sport. I mean, you know, video production is completely different than just deer hunting. I mean, there's so many times where we would love to shoot the animal, but I'm on them with my bow, you know, but my wife, Gina, she can't get on with the camera, you know, and we'll elect to pass on them, you know, wait for another day just because we want our audience to see exactly what we're seeing. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's very difficult, and it's really frustrating, to be honest.
I mean, what do you do if you have a 180 step out in front of you, and your wife's saying, no, I don't have it. There's no way.
No, he's gone down.
It's now or never. You got to shoot. What do you do?
It depends on the buck, I guess. I mean, I've killed all sorts of animals. I've killed big bucks. I've killed little bucks. I've killed does. I mean, to me, the biggest trophy to me is, you know, getting it on film and, you know, something I can watch and relive with my kids forever, you know. And the trophy's in the eye of the beholder. You know, we're not your average show out there right now that's, you know, just strictly 100% I need to kill a booner. It's Pope and Young or nothing. You know, honestly, I think a lot of that's overrated. I mean, people can hunt how they want, but to me, it's just the trophies in the eye of the beholder. And if you're happy with that animal, we're happy for you.
Well, and I think some of those shows are fun to watch, but, you know, come on. We don't have big farms. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm glad those guys have chosen to do what they do. But, you know, right. People like Lee and Tiffany and some of those Drury Brothers shows, I mean, they have massive amounts of property that they can do what they do, and they can basically grow those deer to the age they want to grow them, and then they can selectively harvest them. Guys like you and I aren't hunting like that.
No, absolutely not. There's nobody taking us out to a tree stand on a four-wheeler and drops us off at the base of the tree and says, okay, about 4:30 to 4:45, a buck should be through. No, I mean, it's way different. We're putting in the sweat, the tears, the blood. I mean, we're doing it all, you know. We're your average hunters, like I said in the beginning, Jamie. Is we're just average Joes out there just getting it done.
That's why.
That's what people want to see, and we enjoy bringing it to people.
Yeah, but that's why I say you pass 180-incher on film or not, you're a bigger man than I am. Because
that's not going to happen. Because
I'd be like, tough luck. We'll do something else. I'm shooting this deer.
Exactly. So, yeah, Jamie, we're actually going to be in Emily City at the Woods and Water News Expo. It started off today. It's going to start today at 5 o'clock, and it goes till 9. And then tomorrow we will be there from 9 in the morning to 7 p.m. Sunday is 9 to 5. So if you're around Emily City, come to Eastern Michigan State Fairgrounds. Check out the EP Adventures booth. We always have a great time there. We're constantly doing giveaways with all our sponsors and our partners. We got a bunch of Rage Broadheads we got to give away, and Carbon Express arrows. So make sure you step in and check us out. September 15th, we will be at Jay's Sporting Goods in Clair, Michigan, doing our annual meet and greet. So you can come down with the kids, and we'll have some hats and some videos to sign for them. And that's always a fun day as well.
You guys are in a bunch of stores now. You were saying a couple hundred stores or more that you can get the EP Adventures DVD series?
Yeah, yep. Pretty much any of the Meijer stores in Michigan. We're in roughly 100 Meijer right now. We're right on the end cap. So if you go into the Meijer stores, everyone knows where the sporting goods aisle is. We'll be right on the end caps right before you walk into the aisle there. You'll see a big Sidekick display. So the whole series will be right there. There's 5 different videos. We do have a turkey series, but we're just putting the whitetail series in for the fall right now. Any Jay's Sporting Goods store, you know, your Shoebox and your, you know, the other local sporting goods shops throughout Michigan, most of them carry them right now. So, yeah, definitely find them. If you're looking for one and you can't find a store, you can go to epadventures.com, and we actually have a zip code. You can type in your zip code, and then a store will come up that's nearest to you. It's pretty slick. So just type in your zip code, and then the closest store will pop right up to you.
So before I let you go, are you fired up? I mean, it's just starting to feel a little bit like fall finally this weekend. Are you pumped up for deer season? Are you running any trail cameras or anything like that?
I am. I think we all are pumped up. We are so super excited. We got Mike Hausman leaving next week to head out west doing some public land elk hunting. He's 5 for 6 years shooting an elk with his bow. He actually shot a Pope and Young bow last year on public land. So we're super pumped for him next week. And then when he gets back, it'll be close to the youth hunting season. And then we'll get the kids out. And then from there, it's time to let that arrow fly.
Any trail cameras out? You checking that stuff yet?
Yep, we got it. I can't say it was as good as last year. We're kind of sweating a little bit. But we found a couple nice ones. But we're working hard. I just set 6 more cameras out in about a 45-mile area radius, so we'll be checking them shortly and hopefully a little bit better luck. But it's been pretty slow on the trail cameras, but it's been so hot, too.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you going on, and check out Scott Wiseman and the crew from EP Adventures at Woods and Water in Emily City this weekend. And, hey, look forward to checking your DVDs out. Say hey to Brian and Braden, and we'll catch up soon, all right?
Awesome, Jamie. Thanks for having me on, buddy. I appreciate it.
There you go. That's Scott Wiseman, EP Adventures DVD series, available at all your finer sporting goods stores in the greater Jackson area. Hail to the victor. We have Michigan football straight ahead on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We're also on ESPN 101.9 and JacksonESPN.com. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.